But Paddy, you also, we go back to your own work, you went across to Fannad for Slatha Mara, or?
I went over to Minlara to went over a coal or a boat coming into Mulroy, and she was a boat they called the Man Maid. She was from steamboat.
Was she coming from Scotland?
She would be coming from England, I suppose. She was trading between here and she used to come in very often to Mulroy, the Banthorn, the Man Maid. They were originally registered in Northern Ireland. They were from down, what do you call it? Oh, the bottom of the other side of the area, you know. And then she'd come in with coal, and we'd be working at the boat, getting coal. And I remember then, you know, Joe McGinley was over from that part of your country, and he was a housing man, we called him, you know, around about Grants. And he was also in charge of the Slat Maras and that. And I remember we had to go to Hannah Dixon to my roti, and then go down to that island, then across the strand for my for Slat Maras. And we had to carry them, we had to put on the load there and take them to the boat, and there were other wagons in it as well.
So you were driving lorry loads to Mulroy?
That's right, aye.
Yeah.
Aye. They would be taken out then, and both went to England after that, you know. They used to, before my time too, they built the rack. That would be seaweed. They baled it in big bales, and it went out at Mulroy. Now, where it went after that, I don't know, you know, but it must have went to England for medicine or for making whatever kind of medical stuff they made out of it, you know. But
they make iodine out of it, and that.
Either Slat Maras or seaweed, yeah, or sea rods. But then, in later years, then that stopped. No, before that, they had what you call wee kilns made, and they melted the sea rods.
A kelp. Yeah.
And you could smell it these when the wind would be blowing in this direction. I smelt it myself, but it was a peculiar type of smell. But
supposed
it was
to be a lovely smell.
Lovely altogether. Yeah. There are stone out there where this kelp had kind of united to the stone, you know.
And it would be like hard as a rock.
Hard as a stone. Hard as a rock. I'll show you the stone.
Yeah.
Out there beside the range, I were down in the bottom, down in.
So where were they burning the kelp in your time?
They were burning it in Dewey, and they were burning it in Melmore, and they were burning it in three or four different places in the bottom, you know, around the coast there. That little kilns would be around about the size of a cart wheel, mm-hmm. and then there were a hole on one side for extracting the stuff out of, and then they put in the stuff and they kept melting away. So it would be fairly dry, I suppose.
It would. And where were they taking it then?
It would be taken in on lorry to go on the train in Chrysler. It would be taken to Chrysler, you see. That would be the nearest depot, the nearest place, mm-hmm. you know. The Swally had old lorries in at that time, and it would be taken there then. There wouldn't be a wild lot, I would say, going, you know, but there'd be as much as it would be. It would maybe a few ton of that, you know.
Yeah.